doors open back there when y'all go through. All right. Only one announcement I'm going to make this morning, and that is no evening service here tonight. So do remember that, no afternoon service tonight. I've been in revival all week in Charlestown, Indiana. Some of us were here all day yesterday in about an 8-hour preacher's fellowship day. So no service tonight. So you can visit somewhere else, or just let the Lord lead you there in that. But we're no service here tonight. Be back Wednesday night. All right. All right, Brother Nathan and Brother David and Sister Tammy, they sung at a preacher's fellowship yesterday and done a good job. So I asked them to, if they would, just do that again today. So you pray for them as they come to sing.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, I pray for strength today that I may show some soul the way.
Yes,
after all you've done for me.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Get ready, my friend.
Woo! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. What a day that'll be. Sing it, sis. Woo! Thank you, Lord.
Rise over this sea.
Yeah.
Their ones I know are waiting for me, are waiting for me, where Jesus will live.
Yeah, man.
Glory. Glory divine.
Woo.
That heavenly home.
Yeah, man.
Sure be mine. That wonderful.
Said if it wasn't so, I'd have told you, amen.
All right, thank you for that good singing this morning. Now open your Bibles, please, to 2 Kings chapter 4 this morning. 2 Kings chapter number 4. We're going to begin our reading when you find your place. 2 Kings chapter 4, verse number 18. We're going to read down to verse 26 this morning, which is our text verse today. And we'll read it in unison, as our custom to do. And the church I was at this week up in Charlestown, about the only place I've ever been that done as good as you do in reading in unison. But reading in unison is like singing with a song leader. You know, when it says song leader, there's a reason for that. That means he's supposed to lead. You don't get out in front of him. You let him lead. And that's what it is in reading in unison, is that that I read the scriptures and you follow along beside, along with me at each interval. All right, we'll begin our reading today, verse number 18, and I'll pick up on the first part of the story as we begin preaching today. And when the child was grown, it fell on a day that it went out to his father, to the reapers. And he said unto his father, my head, my head. And he said to a lad, carry him to his mother. And when he had taken him and brought him to his mother, He sat on her knees till noon and then died. And she went up and laid him on the bed of the man of God and shut the door upon him and went out. And she called unto her husband and said, "Send me, I pray thee, one of the young men and one of the asses, that I may run to the man of God and come again." And he said, "Wherefore wilt thou go to him today? It is neither new moon nor Sabbath." And she said, "It shall be well." And then she saddled an ass and said to her servant, "Drive and go forward, and slack not thy riding from me, except I bid thee." So she went and came unto the man of God to the Mount Carmel. And it came to pass, when the man of God saw her afar off, that he said unto Gehazi his servant, "Behold, yonder is that Shulamite." We'll read verse 26 together. "Run now, I pray thee, to meet her, and say unto her, it is well with thee. Is it well with thy husband? Is it well with thy child?" And she answered, "It is well." Thank you. May be seated. Our fathers, we come this morning. We do thank you, Lord, for this day, Lord, that we come to worship you today. We come to honor mothers. We come to worship you. And Lord, we ask you today, Lord, that you bless the word of God that's been read, and that you'll help us today, Lord, to bring the message today that needs to be brought. And Lord, we just ask you to search out, Lord, every heart today. There's help at God's hand, help at God's altar for all those, Lord, that would respond in a positive way to the message of God. Lord, forgive me of my sin. And Lord, I ask you to fill me afresh with the love of God, with the Spirit of God. And I pray you to anoint me today and use me for your glory and for your honor. And may the Word of God have preeminence today in the preaching and in this service. And we'll be careful today, Lord, to thank you for what you do today in this service. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen.
We're looking here at this story today. And my text verse, as I said, is verse number 26. And you'll find in verse 26... you'll find three wells there. She said, "It is well. Is it well with thee? Is it well with thy husband? Is it well with thy child?" And she answered, "It is well." Now, four wells, if you count the one she said, "It is well." And I want to preach this morning on this thought: well, well, well. Well, well, well. This is a wonderful story in the Word of God, and I love this story. And it actually begins in verse 8. Begins in verse 8 and runs through the rest of the chapter. And I'll be preaching from it kind of verse by verse. The preacher introduced me this week every night. And I said, "I don't know if it's true. I know it's my goal." But every night he introduced me and he said, Brother Rick is a Bible preacher. Said whatever he brings will come out of the Bible.
Amen.
And I sure hope that's true. I sure want it to be that way.
Bless you, Bob.
And we find in verse 8 here, it's our first run-in this morning with this Shulamite woman. And the Bible tells us there that she was a great woman. Now, I got to tell you now that all of us think our mothers are great women. But when God says you're a great woman, you are a great woman. And the Bible says that God said that this woman was a great woman. And she got to noticing there, maybe out in front of her house, but she got to noticing this man a passing every now and then. And it didn't take her long to realize he was a holy man of God. Now, why did she realize that? Well, maybe he was courteous to her. Maybe he wasn't making gestures or passes at her. Maybe he was singing some song of God as he went down the road. Maybe he was quoting some verse of the Word of God as he went down the road. But she saw something in this man, and she said, "This is a man of God. This is a man of God." And he passed continually, it said, so he was coming up and down pretty often. And she recognized that he was coming up and down real often. So she went to her husband, and the Bible says that She told her husband, she said, this man of God said he keeps coming by our house and said he comes by real often. And she said, I think it'd be a good thing if we would build a little chamber somewhere. It wouldn't have to be all that big, but you know, they didn't have cars back then. They didn't have taxis back then, and all they could do was walk everywhere they went. And she said, you know, he probably needs a resting place in between. And she said, if we could just build him a little chamber there, maybe it wouldn't have to be heavily furnished, just a bed and a stool and a candlestick. And she probably said, I believe God would bless us for doing that. And I want to say, blessed is the mother that includes God in her plans.
Amen.
And she said, I want to build him a little place here. And she persuaded her husband to do so, and maybe it didn't take a lot of persuasion. Maybe it took a whole lot. But you know, them women got way of persuading.
Oh, yeah.
And you do know that, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
They got their way, you know. They can cut off the food supply. Amen. And you can go in the house for about a week and they won't, you know, say hi, and they don't answer back. And you say, how'd your day go? It's all right. What's wrong with you today? Nothing. When they say nothing, everything's wrong. All right. And here, she somehow or another persuaded her husband. She said, let's build a little chamber here for this man of God. And so they built a chamber there. And of course, a lot of times he's got Gehazi, a servant, with him. So she built a little place there. And one day, the Bible says about verse 13, that one day Elisha, maybe he's laying there in that little chamber, and he's enjoying it, he's wore out, and they let him come in and rest. And one day he tells Gehazi, he said, hey, he said, we need to do something for that woman. We need to do something for that Shulamite woman. She's blessed us with all this care, and she's caring for us. Let me just say right here, just a little note on the side, that when you bless the man of God, God will bless you.
Right.
And he said, go call her and see what we can do for her. And she came there and stood there in the door, and Gehazi said, she said, I'm content with what I got. She's content already with everything she had. But Gehazi said, I know one thing she don't have. He said, she don't have a child. She don't have any children. Now, in our days, some people think that's a blessing. But in Bible days, boy, that was considered one of the greatest curses from God.
Right.
If you was a mother and couldn't have a child.
Right.
And one of the greatest blessings of God was that if you could have a child.
Amen.
And so Elisha calls her in, and he says, about this season, according to the time of life, thou shalt embrace a son.
Amen.
She said, nay. Said, my Lord, don't lie unto your handmaiden. But verse 17 said, and the woman conceived, and she bare a son at that season that Elijah had said unto her, according to the time of life.
Amen.
I will tell you, that's maybe another reason she knew he was a man of God.
Yeah.
Because what he said was that way, and what he said come to pass.
Amen.
And so about 9 months later, she had a child. And how she must have loved this child. He was somewhat of a miracle child, because the Bible says her husband was old. She had evidently married somebody that was much older than what she was. That happens sometimes. In the church where I was preaching this week, sometimes you're just better off to keep your mouth shut. But this woman called me back there, and she wanted to introduce me to this man, and she kept talking about him, and she kept bragging on him. And so finally, when she kept quit talking, and I got a little break in there, I said, so she was about 40, he was about 85. I said, so is this your dad? She said, no, it's my husband.
Yeah.
She didn't talk much to me the rest of the week. But sometimes women marry older men. That was the case here, that she had married an older man, and she couldn't have any children. But you know, nothing's impossible with God.
Amen.
We had a couple here in the church years ago. They couldn't have children. We all got to praying, got to fasting for them. And come one Wednesday night, they come walking in, not with one, not with two, but with three. They went out and adopted some children. God had to let them adopt some children. Amen.
Amen.
And so she's happy. She's got a boy, and no doubt she mothers that boy. Only one she's got, a miracle boy, come to her through the man of God by prayer. God had blessed her, and no doubt, boy, she loved that boy. He was mama's boy. There ain't no doubt about it. One day, he growed up to a pretty good sized boy. And the reapers were out in the field, maybe thrashing wheat, maybe planting crops. I don't know what they were doing, but the boy went out there to his father. And he got out there, and he began to grab his head, and he said, "My head, my head." Some scholars, commentaries, they say he had a heat stroke. I don't know what happened to the boy. Maybe it was an aneurysm, but whatever it was, he said, carrying to his mother. I know if you got a good mother and you're a good dad, don't matter about that. But when they get sick, they want their mom.
Yeah.
When they get sick, they want that old grandma that'll you know, take care of them and work on their fever and fix them what they want. And so he said, carrying to his mother, that'll make him better.
Dang.
And so they took him to his mother, and they come in, no doubt. She was afraid when she saw the boy, and they brought him in and they set him on his mother's knees, the Bible said, till noon. You say, "Well, Brother Rick, wouldn't he be too big to sit on his mother's knee?" A boy never gets too big to sit on his mother's knee. My mother this morning, I went and spent time with her before I come out here to the church this morning. And I'll tell you, my mother's 81 years old, but you're still looking at her baby boy. Amen. By the way, don't tell any of the rest of this. I wouldn't want to hurt her feelings, but her favorite boy, her best looking boy. Amen. But I will tell you, listen, I want you to say, he said, carrying to his mother. They took him to his mother, and he sat there in his mother's lap, and no doubt she rocked him and bathed his head, and I planted them healing kisses upon his forehead. A dark time moved in. The Bible said about noon he died. He died.
Yeah.
You know, you could be holding your baby this morning, and he could be dead by the afternoon. That's true of my children and your children and our grandchildren and our great-grandchildren. There is no promise of tomorrow. Well, this mother, he died, and the Bible said, she carried him, and she took him, and she went to that chamber where the man of God had stayed. And she went in there and she laid him on the bed of the man of God. I tell you, blessed is the mother. Blessed is the family that includes a man of God in their living. And includes a man of God in their dying.
Amen.
She took him in and laid him there on the bed of the man of God. And she called in verse 22. She called her husband and said, "Send me, I pray thee, one of the young men, one of the asses, that I may run to the man of God and come again."
Yeah.
She went into her husband and she told her husband. You said, I thought women back then didn't tell their husband. Women have always told their husband. Amen. I never forget what Brother Richard Staples said when he was preaching here one time. He said he walked in the kitchen and he said to his wife, she said, "Richard, I said, take that trash out and empty it." And he said, it kind of struck me wrong. And he said, "I just stopped." And I said, "You know who you're talking to." He said, "I'm Brother Richard Staples." He said, "I'm your husband." He said, "I'm a man." She said, "I don't care what you are." She said, "You get that garbage out of here."
Yeah.
Old preacher named John Rollins, great preacher in Cincinnati, had one of the largest churches that there was. And he had a good wife for many years, faithful, helped him in the ministry.
Bless him, Lord.
But after she died, about 20 years later, he remarried. He was about 95 when he remarried. And he didn't realize that women back then ain't like them women now. Amen.
Yeah.
He didn't realize them older models ain't like these new models.
Amen, brother.
He said they got in the car and they started to church that morning.
And he said he got in the car and he put his key in and said he started the car and said he looked over at her and he said, "You got too much makeup on." And she said, "You take care of your face and I'll take care of mine." I think he knew right then that their models wasn't the same. Amen. Amen. Yep. Mary Jackson was preaching about the submission of the husband and all of that. And he said, a man went out and said, "That's good, boy, I needed that." He said he come back in the next night of the revival and he had a band-aid on his forehead and his hand was wrapped up and he come by the preacher and he said, "That stuff may work down the church, it don't work down my house."
Amen.
So she goes in and she tells the man of God, she tells him, said, get me a servant, get me a chariot, and said, "Get it quick, I've got to go to the man of God." And he said in verse 23, their husband, he said, "Wherefore wilt thou go to him today? It's not the new moon nor the Sabbath."
Right.
You see, the new moon and the Sabbath was usually when the prophet come by. And he was like a lot of church people today. He was like a lot of y'all. He thought the only time you could come to church was on Sunday morning.
Amen.
He thought the only time you could go to church was on Sunday morning or Christmas or Easter or sometime like that. And she said, "It'll be well. It'll be all right." She said, "It'll be all right. Hey, let me tell you something. You can go down to the house of God on Saturday. You can go down there on Wednesday. You can go down there on Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday to revival. It'll be well." Amen. So she said, saddle an ass. And she said to her servant, "Drive forward." You see, them women's always told men how to drive.
Right. Yeah.
Amen, brother. She said, "Drive forward." You know, y'all heard me tell this about the first one of them GPS's ever got, Cheryl got. Greatest thing I ever got other than being saved. Because I get all turned around and mixed up and backwards and I can't tell, you know, where I'm going. And I got that little thing and boy, it just says, "Turn right up here. Turn on exit 8. And I love everything about it, Jack. But all I don't like about it now, I got two women telling me how to drive. Well, Dr. Arnold, bless his heart, he come up here and he's about 95-year-old and he pulled in a van and his wife's driving. And somebody said, "Dr. Arnold said, since you got old, you can't drive no more." He said, "Oh, I can still drive, but I'd rather let her drive and try to tell me how to." I'm telling you, listen, I'm saying that she said, "Hurry up." She said, "Drive and go forward and slack not and go." She said, "Don't stop unless I tell you to stop."
Amen.
Right.
I mean, boy, this.
Yes.
This mother here, she's something else.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amen. She's got something.
Yeah.
Amen.
She's got that whatever it is that makes a mother, she's got it.
Yeah. Amen.
And the only thing she's worried about, she's worried about getting to that man of God.
Yeah.
Right.
Right. Right.
So I hope she's worried about.
Amen.
And so it said she went, she came to the man of God, verse 25, to Mount Carmel. And it came to pass when the man of God saw her afar off, he said unto Gehazi his servant, "Behold, yonder is that Shulamite. Run now, I pray thee, to meet her." When she ain't got there yet, but he sees her coming up the road there, and he stayed in her house enough. He saw her enough. He knows that's her. He sees her for him. He can tell by her walk that she's starting up the road there, and he can tell something ain't right, because she's walking way too fast, because she's coming way too fast. And he tells that servant, he said, "Run to her. Run to her and ask her what's going on. Ask her, is everything all right?" And the servant went, and he said, "Is it well with thee?" She said, "It is well." He said, "Is it well with your husband?" She said, "It is well. She said, is it well with your child? She said, it is well. Well. I wonder this morning if it's well with your husband today. I wonder if it's well with your child today. I wonder if it's well with you yourself today. And she said, it is well. There's a woman, my friend, that's trusting God. There is a woman of faith. There's one of them women listed over in the book of Hebrews that said by faith they saw all their children raised from the dead. She said, it is well. Brother Lance, I believe this morning that what she was saying, it was an answer of faith. And she said, I'm going to the man of God. I'm going to ask him to raise this boy. But she said, whatever God does, whatever God wants, it'll be all right because he's God. He works all things together for them that love the Lord. She said, it is well. It is well. The Bible says she came. She got there and she got out and she grabbed that man of God.
Right.
Yeah. By the feet. And she wouldn't let go.
Amen.
Gehazi, the servant, he come over and he tried to push her away. He tried to pull her off. Elisha said, let her alone.
Amen.
You see, Elisha is a type of Jesus.
Right.
He's a type of the Lord.
Right.
Man of God.
Yeah.
He's a type of the Lord. You remember when Mary came and she anointed the feet of Jesus, and Judas said, Why was it this soul for so much? And Jesus said, let her alone.
Amen.
He said, let her alone.
Amen.
You remember when them children came to the Lord and they're coming around the Lord, and the disciples are trying to get them away.
Right.
And the Bible said it much displeased the Lord.
Yeah.
Yes. He said, let them alone.
Amen, brother.
You know what Elisha said? He said, let her alone.
Right.
Let her alone. You say, why? Because he's a type of Jesus.
Yeah.
And Jesus, Brother Eddie, will never turn away a brokenhearted, bereaved.
Right.
Mother Jesus will never turn away a brokenhearted, contrite spirit. Whether it's a mother, whether it's a father, whether it's a daughter, whether it's a son. The Bible said over there in Proverbs or in Psalm 17, it said there, it talks about how the Lord is nigh unto them that have a broken heart. He saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. I thank the Lord. He'll never push you away, thank God.
Amen.
That's right.
You know what Elisha said?
Bless him, Lord.
Elisha said, he said, what do you desire? She said, Lord, did I desire a son of my Lord? Did I not say, do not deceive me? That's what she said when he told her over there. He said, you're going to have a son. She said, don't deceive me.
Right.
And he said, I'm not going to deceive you.
Right.
He said, you're going to have a son.
Amen.
That mother remembered that.
Right. Amen.
Yeah.
And here 8 or 9 or 10 years down the road, she goes to the man of God.
Right. Yeah.
And she said, I told you not to deceive me. Oh, that mother's got a memory.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. She's told the man of God, she said, do not deceive me. And he said, Gehazi, come here, Gehazi. Gehazi comes over there and he hands him his staff. And he said, take this staff and go down there to that chamber where we stayed at before. That boy's laying on that bed, and said, take that staff and lay it on that boy. And he said, if anybody salutes you on the way down, if anybody says, how you doing today? He said, don't even answer him. He said, you're in an urgent mission. Just go. And get down there and lay that staff on that boy. But you know what that mother said? Verse 30, that mother said, as the Lord liveth, as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. And he arose and followed her. You say, what's that done? That mother's she's holding on to that man of God. And she said, I ain't leaving until you come. I don't want you serving. I want you. And Elijah seen that in me. And I'll tell you, thank God for some mothers that got a hold of Jesus and wouldn't let God come. Glory to God. God, I'm feeling that this morning. I thank God for some mothers that love their children and they got a hold to the feet of Jesus and they said, I ain't going to let you go until you bless me. I ain't going to let you go until you do something for my child. Amen. And the Bible said she held a hold of him.
Amen.
You say, why didn't she? Why wasn't she satisfied with Gehazi? Because she's a woman of perception.
Right.
She perceived that this was a man of God.
Yeah. Amen, brother.
She knows a fake, a phony when she sees one.
Right.
She wouldn't have Gehazi. And boy, she's got some discernment.
Yeah. Right.
You say, why? Because when you get over there in chapter 5, the healing of Naaman.
Yeah.
Seven times Naaman's baptized in the River Jordan and he becomes like a little child. His leprosy's gone and he comes to Elijah and he says, I want to pay you. I want to give you some money for this. And Elijah said, oh no, we can't take no money for this. This is God's doing. This is what God's done. And he said, well, if you won't take no money, I said, let me give your servant something. Gehazi, let me give him something. And Elisha said, oh no. He said, we can't do that.
Right.
But you see, Gehazi's true colors come out.
Yeah.
Boy, if there's anything that'll bring a person's true colors out, it's that money.
Yeah. Amen. You're right.
Amen.
Amen.
I mean, you do know this stuff changes people.
Right. Yes.
Right.
You say, Brother Rick, that old woman, I told you had been in revival.
Yeah.
I stopped over at Cracker Barrel and lady was waiting on me, and she waited on me. And I said, you know what, ma'am? I said, man, you've got a lot in common. She said, really? She said, what do you do? I said, I'm a Baptist preacher. She said, what in the world would a Baptist preacher have in common with a waiter over at Cracker Barrel? I said, we both work for dollars.
Yeah.
Amen. But again, he's a sham. He's a fake.
Right.
And so he don't like it because that the senior pastor won't take an offering and he don't like that. And Brother Eddie, he goes he finds Naaman and he goes there and Naaman offers him two love offerings of silver. He offers him two love offerings of silver, verse 23, and two changes of a garment. Now, brother, that'd be tempting.
Yeah.
Two bags of silver and two brand new suits, that'd tempt any preacher. Amen. And so he got it. Brother Eddie got that and he went back and the real man of God said, where you been?
Oh, right.
He said, I ain't been nowhere.
Oh. Yeah.
He said, when you went, I went with you.
Yeah.
Right.
He said, my spirit went with you.
Right.
You know, sometimes folks say, well, I can't be at church, but I'll be there in spirit. Well, you can do that.
Yeah.
He didn't go, but his spirit went with him.
Amen.
And he said, you know what? He said, because you've done that, he said, the leprosy that Naaman had, it's now it's on you and it's on all your children.
Yeah.
Generation after generation.
Right.
Oh, we have to be careful about how we deal with the Lord.
Amen.
The things of God. It might not only affect us, it might affect our children and our grandchildren.
Amen.
Amen. And so the Bible says that Elijah, he gets ready and he goes down there and he comes there to the house and he goes there to that chamber where that little child is.
Yeah.
He goes in. Verse 32 said, when Elisha was coming to the house, behold, the child was dead and laid upon his bed. You say, why didn't Gehazi with that staff work? Well, one, he was a sham.
Right.
He was a fake.
Right.
There's another reason that staff that stood for formality, that stood for religious form.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you this morning, I love you. I'm not trying to make you mad. I'm trying to preach the Word of God to you. But I want to tell you, this real religious form can never raise a dead boy.
Yes.
No amount of Lord's Suppers and baptism and choir robes, none of that can raise a dead boy.
Amen.
I'll tell you, brother, it takes more than a man in a woman's dress.
Yes.
Pouring some water on somebody to raise them up.
Yeah.
You say you offended me because you're talking about the Catholic. All right, see, let me couple this Catholic. I'm not talking about the Catholic. I'm talking about if all you got is Catholic religion, you're going to hell. And if all you got is Baptist religion, you're going to hell. And if all you got is Methodist religion, you're going to hell. And if all you got is Church of Christ religion, you're going to hell. I tell you, it takes more than four to get to heaven. I tell you, I don't care if you're a Catholic, a Methodist, a Church of Christ. I don't care what you are. As long as you get saved, you get born again. Because that's the kind of people that go to heaven as people that have been born again. Well, well, well.
That's it.
Amen.
That's
my
brother, Lord.
That's it. The only way was the Lord.
So now the man of God, sir. He says that he comes to the house, and the child's dead in there and laid on his bed. And he went in, therefore, and shut the door upon them twain, and he prayed unto the Lord.
Yeah, he did.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Now, if any mother ever gets her boy raised from the dead,
there's
going to be some praying.
That's right.
Amen.
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 He goes in there and he begins to pray.
Amen.
I won't tell you, I say it with charity, but some of you mothers, your children's going to go to hell if they don't get off of Facebook and get into calls and get to praying and get to talking to God. I'm telling you, they're going to go to hell someday. Amen.
Amen.
Well, well, well.
God bless you, brother.
Amen.
Yeah.
It's prayer going on.
Amen.
That's it.
Thank God for prayer.
Yeah. Move them out.
I walked down the mailbox one day. A little card in there. Pulled it out and I recognized it as my mother's writing. Opened it up as I started back up to the house. Opened it up. It said, "Son, I love you. I'm here today because of my mother."
Bless him, Lord.
She never told me this, so I went down and told her God called me to preach. But I went down a little trailer park where she lived, knocked on the door, said, "Mama, I got to tell you something." We went back to, you know, a little bedroom there in the trailer. Mama sat on the bed. I said, "Mama, God's called me to preach." And she began to cry. She said, "Son, I never told you this because I didn't want to influence you in any way. I wanted it to be the Lord."
Yeah.
But she said, "When you was born," said, "the doctor brought you and laid you on my chest and laid you upon my breast and said, Miss Prophet, this time you got a boy. I got five sisters and one brother that come a long way later." And she said, I helped you up and I looked down at you.
Bless him.
And I said, "God, you take him, you use him."
Yeah.
25 years later, God looked over there and said, "Get that vial right down
there.
Prayer. We're going to answer that mother's prayer today."
Amen.
The angel brought it. And God said, "Pour that on that golden altar right
there." Amen.
He poured that prayer out and the incense went up and the Holy Spirit went down and God began to deal with me and here I am because of the mother's prayer.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Thank God for some praying mother.
Amen. Amen.
Some of you would be in hell or out in the world and found all kinds of dope and drugs and alcohol if it wasn't for your mother's prayer.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right. Takes prayer to raise up somebody from the dead.
Yeah,
that's right.
Look at verse 34. And he went up and he lay upon the child, put his mouth upon his mouth and his eyes upon his eyes and his hands upon his hands. And he stretched himself upon the child and the flesh of the child waxed warm. I tell you, if any mother gets her boy raised from the dead, it's going to have to be prayer. But there's going to have to be personal contact with Jesus Christ.
That's right.
Amen.
Form can't do it.
Yeah.
Right.
Religious form will never raise a dead boy or a dead girl. It'll never raise them from the dead.
Right.
You're going to have to personally have contact with Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I'm glad one day at the altar, Temple Hill Baptist Church on a Sunday morning about this time, I went down to an altar and I had personal contact with Jesus Christ. He saved my soul. I know it was real. Thank God I know who He is. I know where I'm saved. I know where I'm going.
Amen.
I know who loves me.
Amen.
I'm glad I had personal contact with Jesus.
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
You see, you get that prayer going.
Yeah.
You get the Lord in there working.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Bible said his flesh began to wax warm.
That's right.
Yeah, how about that?
That's an old lost sinner.
Yeah, right.
Cold.
Yeah.
Yeah. Callous.
Somebody gets to praying.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ gets to thinking around their heart by the Holy Ghost, yep, the Word of God.
Preparation of heart.
And boy, their temperature starts to heat up a little bit.
That's right.
And it said after that, he stretched himself on him, and the child in the flesh of the child waxed warm. And then it said he returned and he walked in the house to and fro and went up and stretched himself upon the child.
Yeah.
If you ever get your boy, your girl raised from the dead,
bless him, Lord.
Yeah. There's got to be prayer.
Bless you, brother.
Amen.
There's got to be personal contact.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. A boy needs his mother.
Yeah.
Amen.
The boy needs his dad.
God bless you, brother.
Half of what's wrong with this country right now could be fixed if a million little boys, a million little girls had a mom and dad, and not part-time, all-time, that loved God and knew God. Amen. That's why we got this effeminate movement across. You say, why? Because these kids are raised, amen. They need a man in their life. They need a man. A man and a woman is not the same. I tell you, the Supreme Court may not know that. Yep. The Congress may not know that. But if you got a King James Bible, you know it.
Amen.
And they're not the same.
Amen.
That's
right. Amen. That's right.
Amen. The Bible said, you see, it takes some prayer, personal contact, but it takes some patience.
Yeah, right.
He goes in, he's inside the little chamber.
Yeah.
He's walking back and forth. Oh God.
Bless him,
Lord. Oh Father.
Bless him.
Lord, I can't do it. I need you to do it, Lord.
Right.
But you know what? I got a feeling.
Yeah.
I got a feeling on the other side of that door.
Yeah.
It's a little old mama walking.
Yeah.
Oh God.
Hey.
Lord, whatever you do is all right. But oh God, I wish you'd give my boy back. I wish you'd raise my boy. Oh God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Preacher might pray for your boy.
Yeah.
But there ain't nobody can pray for a boy.
Right.
Or a girl like the mother that had him.
Amen.
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 That's right.
Amen.
And then the Bible said, and a child sneezed.
Yeah.
7 times. They're on the other side of that door.
Woo!
Every mother knows her. Oh, clear the way, I'm about to run.
Bless you, Lord.
Every mother knows her child.
Yeah, you're right, brother.
Hey.
She can pick his nose
right
out of 30 children.
Yeah.
It's my dad right here. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Every mother knows her child.
Yeah.
She can pick her child out of a dozen children, 100 children.
Yeah.
And that mother's on the other side. She ain't heard a word in that room. She ain't heard nothing. You can't hear her flesh get warmer.
Right.
But she hears that.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, she stops. And every tune, she's saying glory to God. Every tune, she's saying, that's my boy. Every tune, she's saying, God's going to do something.
Amen.
You see that prayer?
Yeah.
That personal contact, that praise, you see, all of that's about to pay off.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's hard when you're doing it.
Amen.
But boy, it pays off.
Amen.
And he said, and he called Gehazi and said, go get that shoe of my boy.
Yeah.
So he called her and she come into him.
Hallelujah.
And that boy that died in her lap.
Yeah.
That boy that she laid on the prophet's bed. Whew. That boy that was cold and lifeless. She comes through the door. And he's sitting up.
Amen.
He said, how are you, mother?
How about that?
Amen.
Amen.
How are you, mother?
Amen.
She said, I'm all right now, boy.
Amen.
Boy, I'm all right now. And you know the Bible doesn't record it all. But there's that payoff when your child gets saved.
Yeah.
When your child gets back with God.
Amen.
When your backslider gets back with God. When they come back, there's that payoff.
Yeah.
Right.
Like in Luke 15.
Yeah.
Amen.
But then Lance, there's that praise.
Woo!
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
She says there in verse 37, then she went out and filled his feet. She fell at the man of God's feet and bowed herself to the ground, took up her son.
Yeah.
Amen.
And went out.
Hallelujah.
Now you can believe what you want to believe. You may have come from one of them quiet, white, stiff-necked church collar people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They say they don't ever get excited about nothing.
Yeah. Yeah.
You just hang around when the final four and the Wildcats are playing.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
Yeah.
They get excited.
Yeah.
You just hang around when the neighbor kicks their dog.
Yeah.
They'll get excited.
Right.
But they get down to the house of God and they dry up and they want everybody else to dry up. I ain't dry up.
Yeah.
Say, why? I got something. I'll tell you.
Yeah.
Can you imagine that woman coming out leading her son? And she said, "Woo! Glory to God. I always have God in here. Hallelujah. I'm taking my boy home with me, son. I'm going to fix you some cornbread and green beans and some bread. Baby boy, I tell you, we're going to have a time for that. I praise God. Glory to God. Woo! Lord, can you imagine somebody running up from the side and saying, "Ma'am, please keep it down. Ma'am, please be quiet.
You're
going to disturb the public. This public needs to be disturbed. They need to be disturbed for Jesus. They need to hear somebody happy about what God stands for. They need to see somebody that's had their boy raised from the dead.
Glory to God.
Yes, sir. Well, well, well.
Yeah.
What a story, isn't it?
Amen.
Amen. It all started back there when he said, "Is it well with you?"
Yeah.
She said, "It's well."
Yeah.
"Is it well with your husband?" She said, "It's well." "Is it well with the child?" She said, "It's well." Well, well, well.
Amen.
What about you this morning?
Blessing Lord.
Yeah.
Is it well with you, first of all?
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Is it well with you? How long has it been since you talked with the Lord?
Yeah.
Amen.
How about that?
Told him your heart's hidden secrets.
That's right.
Hey.
How long has it been? Amen. How long since you knew that he cares for you?
Amen.
Is it well with you? Is it well with that man sitting next to you? That man sitting at home, is it well with him?
Bless him, Lord. Bless him.
He needs somebody to get a hold of God.
Yeah.
Amen.
Hang on and don't let go for nothing.
That's right.
Amen. Amen.
Is it well with that child with you today? Is that child of age? Is that child been asking questions and asking about the Lord? That's that flesh getting warm.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
What he needs is that personal contact.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's right.
Is it well with you, child? If I had a lost boy, if I had a lost girl, I'd want to be on that altar.
That's right.
Yeah.
My bones.
I want to be holding on to that, praying for him.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Lord, thank you today for the Word of God. Thank you for the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord, for not letting it get too uncomfortable in here as far as the temperature. It may have got uncomfortable with the preaching. But Lord, I pray this morning that you speak to our hearts today. And I pray today that, Lord, it's not something you can make somebody do. It's not something you can legislate and tell people you got to do this. But I pray the Spirit of God would move upon people's hearts. Has a mother here today. Maybe the mother ain't here today, but I pray the next time they see them, they'll be able to hug their neck if they had one that prayed and they had one that took them to church and put their little shirts and clothes and trousers on, their little shoes, and took them out to Sunday school. I pray, Lord, today that the Holy Spirit would take them way back down memory lane and let them remember riding in the back seat with the windows rolled down, going down to the house of God. And let them remember that old mama that had dinner fixed after church and washed their face, cooled their fevered brow. Lord, help us today. Lord, I pray today there'd be somebody here today who wants to see their boy, their girl, the grandboy, the grandgirl raised from the dead.
Yes, Lord.
I pray they might come brokenhearted, get a hold of the feet of Jesus down here at this altar.
and say, Lord, I won't let go. Start today and won't let go till I see him raised from the dead. Help us in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Let's stand with you, Lord, please. Amen. We met your fathers in the old 120. Lord. Miss Faye can get two, but just one. Thank you for coming today.
God bless you. You're free to go.